OK， 我今天想跟大家交通一段在撒母耳记上23章的故事。
Today I would like to share from 1 Samuel chapter 23.
撒母耳记23章第一节到第五节。
1 Samuel chapter 23 verse 1 to verse 5.
有人告诉大卫说，非利士人攻击基伊拉。抢夺禾场，所以大卫求问耶和华说，我去攻打那些非利士人可以不可以？耶和华对大卫说，你可以去攻打非利士人，拯救基伊拉。跟随大卫的人对他说，我们在犹大地这里尚且惧怕，何况往基伊拉去攻打非利士人的军旅呢？大卫又求问耶和华，耶和华回答说，你起身下基伊拉去，我必将非利士人交在你手里。大卫和跟随他的人往基伊拉去，与非利士人打仗，大大杀败他们，又夺获他们的牲畜，这样大卫救了基伊拉的居民。
And they told David, saying, Look, the Philistines are fighting against Keilah, and they are robbing the threshing floors.Therefore David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I go and attack the Philistines? And the Lord said to David, Go and attack the Philistines and save Keilah. But David's men said to him, Look, we are afraid here in Judah. How much more then if we go to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines? Then David inquired of the Lord once again, and the Lord answered him and said, Arise, go down to Keilah, for I will deliver the Philistines into your hands.And David and his men went to Keilah and fought with the Philistines, struck them with a mighty blow, and took away their livestock. So David saved the inhabitants of Keilah.
这里有一点背景是这个时候大卫去救基伊拉的居民，他其实是在躲避扫罗对他的追杀。
Here there's some background. When David went to save the dwellers of Keilah.Indeed, he was actually fleeing from the persecution of Saul.
所以就是他在逃避扫罗的追杀过程当中，他心中他听到好像那边有非利士人在攻击基伊拉的时候，他心中立马生出一个想法，说我要去救那里的人。
So as he was fleeing from the persecution of Saul, he heard that there is some persecution by the Philistines of Keilah, and he had this.Thought in his heart that he wants to go and save them.
所以当我读到这个这次读到这个故事的时候，我心中非常的惊讶，就是一个人可以在他逃亡的时候还能够顾念神家中的见证。
The first time when I was reading this passage, I was amazed in my heart that someone who is fleeing for his own life would still be able to care for others.
而且大卫是带着为数不多的人去征战。
And moreover, David brought only a few people with him.
而且这些人来跟随他的这些人其实并不是训练有素的士兵。22章那边一开始第二节的时候是说他们是受窘迫的、欠债的、心里苦恼的，都聚集到大卫那里。所以他们不是所谓的军兵，其实他们心里是有问题的人。
And moreover, these people who are following David are not necessarily well-trained soldiers. In chapter 22, verse 2, it says that these are people who are in distress, people who are in debt, people who are discontented, and they follow David. So these are not necessarily people who are well-trained, and they actually had issues of their own.
所以这里当大卫遇见这个事情的时候，没有任何一个人告诉他说，大卫你要去打这场仗。
So when David met this situation, no one told David that you ought to go fight.
甚至他要去的时候，我们看到23节这边是跟随他的这些人心中是有惧怕的。
In fact, we see in chapter 23 that when he was going, the people who were following him had fear in their hearts.
所以如果大卫心里边哪怕稍微有一点点的不坚定，他有一点点的被动，他其实都可以说，哦，可能现在不是时候，我们可以再等一等，等这个大家都成熟一点了，我们可能再去。
So if there is any hesitation in David's heart, if he wavered even a little, he could say that this is not the right time and we should wait until we are ready.
但是大卫向着神的心，顾念神家中见证的心非常的坚定。
But David was absolute in his heart towards God and also towards the testimony of God's house.
他听到大家惧怕之后，他的第一个反应是，我再去问神。
When he heard that others were afraid, his first reaction is, I will go inquire of the Lord once more.
那这一次主再告诉他说，你可以去，我要把非利士人交在你的手里。
And this time the Lord answered once more, saying, Arise, go down to Keilah, and I will deliver the Philistines into your hand.
那他们就，他真的带着跟随他的这些人就去，他们真的得胜。
And he indeed went, and they indeed fought, and were victorious.
所以我们要问的是，为什么大卫可以在一个逃亡的环境里，他还可以纪念神家的见证？
Therefore, the question for us today to ponder is,How come David can, while he's being persecuted, that he could still remember God's house and his people?
我想这次我在读撒母耳记的时候，包括在读大卫的诗篇的时候，我里边的感觉是，大卫真的是一个把自己交在神手里的人。
David is truly someone who gave himself into the Lord's hand, and this is what I felt when I was reading Samuel, the First and Second Samuel, and also of Psalms.
并且他真的经历到他的父母离弃他，但耶和华必收留他。
And truly he experienced that his parents forsook him, yet the Lord kept him.
所以他是一个无家可归的人，但是他在主那里真的找到了家。
Even though he is homeless, but he found a home in the Lord's place.
所以对于这样的一个人来说，他心中自然的在意神家里边的事情。
Thus, for someone of this persuasion, they will naturally want to care for God's house.
你发现我们在读撒母耳记，也包括在读大卫的诗篇的时候，你发现大卫对神的每一个认识都是来自于他的经历。
When we read the books of Samuel and also of Psalm, we see that everything that David knows of the Lord is from his own personal experience.
当然他读圣经，我们知道他读圣经。
Of course, he also read the scriptures.
我们也知道他身边有先知帮助他。
We also know that there are prophets near him to help him.
在他失败的时候提醒他。
To remind him when he fails.
但我们看到大卫的诗篇里边，他对神，他对耶和华有许多的描述，那每一个描述都出自他自己实实在在的经历。
But when we see in Psalms the ones that are penned by David, that all the description of the Lord were from David's own experience.
所以当他遇到这件事情的时候，他不需要人教的。
Therefore, when this matter happened, he didn't need the teachings of man.
他不需要旁边有一个年长弟兄推他说，你要去打这场仗。
He doesn't need an elder brother near him pushing him to go fight this fight.
他自然里边有一个感觉，我要去打。
He was moved in his heart that he needs to go fight.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不把自己交在主的手里，如果我今天不是从心里真的要主，哪怕现在最好的教导也没有办法把我们教导成一个真的跟随主的人。
Brothers and sisters, if we do not give ourselves to the Lord, then even the best teaching today cannot teach us to a point where we will do so.
扫罗就是这样的人。
Saul is someone like that.
他身边有可能以色列当时最属灵的弟兄撒母耳。
Perhaps he had the most spiritual brother, Samuel, during that time near him.
撒母耳是完全亲自一对一的教他。
Samuel is teaching him one-on-one.
把所有神跟他说的细节，每一句话一句一句的教导他。
Everything God has spoken, he explicated one by one carefully.
可是这个人不要主。
But this person did not want the Lord.
所以哪怕最好的教导，没有办法引导他上那条跟随主的路。
So even the best teachings cannot bring him to the road of following the Lord.
所以我想我们现在可能真的到了一个时候，我们真的需要来到主面前面对这个问题，我是真的要主吗？还是我心里边其实隐隐的还想要高举自己？
Therefore, at this juncture, I think we need to consider this matter. Do we truly want the Lord, or do we have a secret desire in us?
因为我们发现扫罗后来到一个地步是他用这些教导甚至用撒母耳来高举他自己。
We find that Saul used these teachings and even Samuel to lift himself up.
所以这个问题是不能混过去的。
So we cannot be careless on this matter.
因为扫罗和大卫是没有办法并立的。
Because we cannot compare Saul and David.
如果我们心里边真的要主，真的把自己交在主的手里，我真的想跟随主，主要真的在我们的生活当中兴起环境，要对付我们的肉体。
If we truly want the Lord, then the Lord will arrange circumstances in our lives to deal with our flesh.
但如果我们心里边还是想要高举自己的话
，But if we still want to lift ourselves up.
我们可能会浪费这些神给我们一次又一次的机会。
Then we might lose all these opportunities that God has given us.
所以我想我们真的需要彼此鼓励，让我们停止自欺。
Therefore, let us encourage one another to not lie to ourselves.
真的认真来到主面前面对这个问题。
To seriously come before the Lord and face this matter.
这是我的教导。
This concludes my sharing.
我今天交通的经节是撒加利亚书一章十四节。
Today I would like to share from Zechariah
一章十四节
Chapter 1 verse 14。
万军之耶和华如此说，被耶路撒冷，被西安，我心里火热。哈该书，我们可能看好几节圣经。哈该书一章四节
Zechariah 1:14 The Lord's great day of judgment is almost here. It is approaching very rapidly.There will be a bitter sound of the Lord's day of judgment. At that time, warriors will cry out in battle.
第二段经节是哈该书一章四节。这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？
Haggai chapter 1 verse 4. Is it right for you to live in richly paneled houses while my temple is in ruins?
撒加利亚书一章三节，你们要转向我，我就转向你们。
Zechariah chapter 1 verse 3 Turn to me and I will turn to you.
以斯拉记五章二节。于是撒拉铁
Ezra chapter 5 verse 2
于是撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约萨达的儿子耶稣亚都起来动手建造神殿，有神的先知在那里帮助他们。
Then Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Jeshua the son of Jozadak began to rebuild the temple of God in Jerusalem. The prophets of God were with them, supporting them.
那我们家庭主正在查考这段圣经，实在是看到神向着他儿女的呼召从来没有改变。
In our family gathering, we are reading these scriptures, and we see that God's calling towards His children have never changed.
就像上次姊妹说过，我们被摆在时间里就是机会。
Just like the sister shared last time, when we are being placed in time, these are the opportunities.
神再次向我们说，现在就是建造的日子。
God tells us today is the time of building.
我们是否想与神家的建造有一份呢？
Do we want to have a part in this building of God's house?
当时神呼召以色列人，我的民离开巴比伦吧。
When God called His people.To leave Babylon.
只有1%的以色列百姓对这个呼召有反应。
Only about 1% of God's children responded to this call.
他们离开了巴比伦的舒适圈，回到神旨意的线上耶路撒冷。
They left their lives of comfort in Babylon and went back to be part of God's purpose.
他们付代价拣选了这条生命的窄路。
They paid a price in order to choose this narrow way of life.
但在建殿的过程中呢，因着仇敌的拦阻，他们停滞了十几年。
But during the rebuilding of the temple, because of the work of the enemy, they paused their work for over 10 years.
这是在神的主权的允许下。
This is under the permission of God's sovereignty.
因为神的旨意永不改变的。
Because God's will never change.
神就兴起来哈该撒加利亚向着百姓再次说话。
Therefore God raised up Haggai and Zechariah to speak to his people once and again.
责备劝勉。
To reprimand and to exhort them.
让这些百姓们再次从失败软弱中起来。
That these people will rise up from their failures and their weaknesses.
而且神也鼓励他们，这殿幕后的荣耀大过先前的荣耀。
And God also encouraged them that the glory of this latter temple is greater than the previous one.
今天的光景，属灵的光景是何等的相似和当时。
Today's spiritual condition is so similar to that time.
神实在是向我们每个人在呼唤。
God is calling each and every one of us.
我们的反应如何呢？
What is our response?
其实我们每一个人的行为，我们的言语，我们的思想，我们所说的话，都要向神负责的。
Our conduct, what we say, what we do, we must be accountable to God.
因着前面的弟兄的交通，我想在这里思想两个小点和大家。
I would like to ponder two points following brother's sharing before.
一个是弟兄一直在强调这个宗教是抵挡是神旨意最大的拦阻。
One point is that our brothers have reminded us that religion is the biggest hindrance of God's purpose and His sovereignty.
在圣经里，巴比伦就代表着宗教。
And in the Bible, Babylon represents religion.
我在想，我们或许还不如当时的以色列人，他们知道他们在巴比伦中。
Perhaps we're not even like the children of Israel who knew that they were in Babylon.
我们现在巴比伦中，我们现在被掳的光景，我们却不知觉。
Perhaps we're in captivity in Babylon right now, and we don't even know.
弟兄上次也说过，宗教是己的土壤。
Our brother shared last week that that religion is the soil of the self.
And 肉体会觉得很舒适。
And our flesh will feel at ease.
因为我们有聚会，有查经，有祷告，有追求。
Because we have gatherings, we have prayer meetings, we have Bible studies, and we have pursuits.
甚至我们还有奉献，有摆上。
Perhaps we even have consecration.
外边有的，该有的我们都有了。
Everything that we ought to have, we do have.
我记得有弟兄说过，宗教是什么？
I remember a brother shared, what is religion?
宗教就是基督不在的一切的属灵的行为举止，都是宗教。
When Christ is not there, all the conduct and outward behavior, that's religion.
其实我想脱离宗教不是件容易的事情。
I think to depart from religion is not an easy thing.
因为这宗教的灵其实在我们每个人里面。
Because in fact, this spirit of religion is in each and every one of us.
非要神亲自来光照我们。
If the Lord does not shine his light in us.
在这里又被提醒主我们要向主要不住的祷告，要警醒的祷告，要迫切的祷告。
To be reminded that we ought to continue to pray and be alert.
让我们先意识到我们现在就已经陷在这里面。
Then we'll be able to notice that we are actually sunk in this condition.
我们才能求主来拯救我们出来。
Then we can ask the Lord to help us to get out.
才能踏上那回归的路。
So we can step on that road of recovery.
第二点，我想再接着神借着哈该来告诉百姓失败的原因。
The second point is that God used Haggai to explain to the children of Israel the reason that they failed.
他们当时遇到仇敌的拦阻，遇到环境中的难处，就以为神的时间没到。
When they faced difficulties and the hindrance of the enemy, they thought the timing of God is not at hand yet.
就开始顾自己的房屋，自己的田地。
So they.Intended to their own houses and their plots of land.
其实真是都在神的主权的安排下，向他们显明他们其实是有原因的。
But this is under God's sovereignty to reveal that there's some reasons for this.
虽然他们回归耶路撒冷是向着神的旨意去的。
Even though when they return to Jerusalem, this is according to God's will.
其实他们内心深处还是渴望着有一些神给他们一些外在的祝福。
But in their depths, they are still wanting for some outward blessing from God.
但没想到迦南地当时确实是非常的贫苦。
But they didn't realize that in Canaan, at that point, it is very desolate.
他们经历了大的苦难。
they experience a lot of difficulties.
啊，付了代价却没有果效。
They paid a great cost, but there is no fruit.
于是他们就灰心失望了。
Therefore, they lost heart.
但感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
嗯，他们真实的悔改。
They truly repented.
圣经说他们在神面前他们听从先知的话，在神面前有敬畏的心。
Bible says that they listened to the words of the prophet and they had fear in their hearts.
他们承认他们确实是软弱了。
They acknowledge that they're indeed weak.
他们只顾自己了。
They only cared about themselves.
他们再次转向神。
They once again turned to the Lord.
神就转向他们。
And the Lord said he will
turn to them. 激励他们的心。
To encourage their hearts.
他们就都起来，那些首领和百姓渔民们就都起来动手建神的殿。
And so then the leaders and also all the people, all the remnants, they started to rebuild again.
再次我想到我们常常说我们要悔改。
Oftentimes we say that we'll repent.
但这悔改确实是不像这个中文字面所说的后悔啊，我要改正，怎么样。
But our repentance doesn't seem to come with feeling that we are wrong and also wanting to make a change.
我记得以前一个弟兄说就是这个身子完全的 turn 转向神，悔改就是转向神。
I remember a brother explained that to repent is to completely turn and face the Lord.
我们如果光是在自己懊悔的话，
I think if we are just having regret for ourselves.
我们来定睛在我们自己的软弱失败中的话，
And we focus our gaze on our own failures.
我们就会越来越软弱。
Then we will be weaker and weaker.
更是活在自己里走不出来。
And we'll live in ourselves and we cannot get out.
我们只有转向神，来到主的面前。
Only if we turn to the Lord and come before His presence.
在这里我也是这是主对我的提醒，也是我愿意和大家一起激励。我们要真是从就要现在开始，就要来亲近主。
This is also a reminder from God to me, but I also want to encourage you that we need to draw closer to Him now.
求主在里面，他生命的光来带领我们。
That the Lord's light of life will lead us. This concludes my sharing.
弟兄姊妹们最近我们年长弟兄一直跟我们提一件事情，就是奉献。
Brothers and sisters, lately our elder brother has been reminding us of one thing, that is consecration.
我想我们今天好不好在一起再看一下奉献这件事情。
Today, let us take a look at this matter once more.
我们请看罗马书第十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
我们先读第一节。
We'll read verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
我今天有一点负担，就是首先我想和弟兄姊妹尽量的，我们一起来读主的话，一起来。明白到底什么是奉献。
Today I have some burden to read the word of God together that we would understand what it means to consecrate.
另外一个我盼望我们年长弟兄他的负担也能够传递到我们每个人的心里面。
The other is that the burden of our elder brother would come to each and every one of us.
我们能够一起走在这个奉献的路上。
We can all walk together on this way of consecration.
所以首先照着我自己的领会当我想到奉献的时候，我第一个想到的就是绝对这两个字。
According to my understanding, whenever I think of consecration, the word absolute comes to mind.
我觉得当我想到我要奉献给主的时候，我里面的意思就是我这个人是绝对的为着主的。
When I think of consecrating to the Lord, then to me, that means I'm absolutely towards the Lord.
对于我来说，我觉得绝对有两个方面。
For me, the word absolute has two parts.
或者也不是对我来说，绝对可能就是有包含这些的意思就是
absolute has these two meanings.
就是首先绝对是单单的为着神的。
First is that this is only for the Lord.
这不是为着我自己的。
Not for myself.
也不是为着我周围的人，为着我的亲人啊，为着我的朋友，不是为着周围的人。
And not for the people around me, my family members and my friends.
也不是为着世界的。
And not for the world.
绝对就是我把我这个人，从今天开始，我就是为神而活，单单的为着他。
Absolute means that today, from this day forward, I live only for God.
没有其他的掺杂。
No other thing that will be mixed in.
没有三心二意。
We will not be double-minded.
这是 我第一个想到的。第二个就是绝对是将身体献上，是完全的献上，是毫无保留的。
The second is that when absolute means that when we offer up our body, it is without reservation. It is a complete.
我愿意把我的时间献上。
I'm willing to offer up my time.
我就是把我全部的时间献上，不是仅仅是在这个周末的时间献上，但是平常好像就不献上，不是这样的。
I will offer all my time, not just time on the weekend.
我愿意把我的这个人完全的献上，或者说把我的心完全的献上。
I would offer myself, my heart, completely.
不仅是在好的环境当中，在快乐的环境当中，我把我完全的献上。
Not just in good times when I completely give my heart to the Lord.
在我低沉的时候，在我受挫折的时候，我依然把我自己献上。
When I'm feeling down, when I have doubts, I still offer myself completely to the Lord.
不管环境是怎么样，我都把我的人完全的献上。
No matter the circumstance, I will give myself wholeheartedly to the Lord.
在一个非常和平、非常有爱的环境里面，我是把我自己完全献上。
In a time of peace and there's a lot of joy and love, I will offer myself completely to the Lord.
在一个危险的环境当中，在一个我觉得害怕的环境当中，在一个周围有很多感觉有很多攻击或者仇敌的环境当中，我依然把我自己献上。
In a dangerous situation when I'm afraid, I feel that there might be an attack from the enemy, I will still offer up myself completely to the Lord.
我觉得这是我对于奉献的想法，就是绝对。
This is my thinking regarding consecration, that is, it is absolute.
是一个毫无保留的一件事情。
It is something without any reservation.
所以这是第一点我想和大家交通的。
This is the first point I would like to share with you.
我觉得奉献并不是把事情去交出去。
I feel that consecration doesn't mean that we give up certain things.
并不是说我把我的工作、把婚姻、把这个将来这个生小孩，就是这种不管是人生大事也好，都交出去。我觉得这个不是奉献。
I think it's not just giving up, committing to the Lord my schooling, my marriage, my family, my kids. This is not consecration.
对我来说，我觉得这个是走信心的路。
For me, that is walking the way of faith.
我们把这些事情交托在主的手中，我们的目的是建立信心。
To commit these things into the Lord's hand, the purpose is to build up faith.
当我们建立信心之后，我们把我们这个人完全的献上，那就是奉献了。
And once we build up faith, then we give ourselves completely to the Lord, and that is consecration.
对，我想把这个讲清楚，因为我自己也曾经也是陷到过这种光景里面。我以为说好像把这些事情都献上了，我就是奉献了，但其实不是的。
I want to be very clear today because in the past I have also fallen into this trap of thinking that if I commit all these things to the Lord, then I have consecrated myself. But that is not so.
对，特别是最近一段时间，我们年长弟兄他真的是大声的向我们疾呼说，奉献是我们这个人势力在主的面前。
Lately, our elder brother has cried out to us saying that consecration is for us to stand before the Lord.
是我们这个人势力在主的面前。
That we as people, we are standing before the Lord.
是我们这个人被主得着了。
That we are obtained by the Lord.
Yeah. 好的，这个是我第一个想要交通的。然后我们再读第二节。
That is the first thing I wanted to share. And let's read verse 2.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
我们说走上奉献这条路是重要的，因为奉献是有目的的。
We say that to walk on this way of consecration is important because there is a purpose.
这个目的首先是成全神的目的。
The purpose is first to accomplish God's purpose.
就是叫我们可以查验神的纯全、善良、可喜悦的旨意。
That we may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
我们只有知道了这个旨意之后，我们才能侍奉他。
Only once we prove this will, then we can serve him.
只要神救我们出来，其实就是要我们来侍奉他。
God saved us indeed so that we may serve him.
我们如果读出埃及记的话，我们就知道这个神反复的对，反复的借着摩西对以色列的百姓，对法老说，容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。
If we read Exodus, we know that God, through Moses, repeatedly told Pharaoh, let my people go that they may serve me.
所以主把我们救出来，在他那一边就是为了侍奉他的。
Thus we see that God saved us in order to serve him.
但对于我们来说，我们要侍奉主，我们必须要知道神的旨意，我们才能侍奉他。
But on our end, if we are to serve him, we must first know his will, then we can serve him.
对，我们不能照着我们自己天然的，照着我们自己的想法去侍奉，这是不行的。
We cannot serve him according to our natural thinking.
所以我想这是为什么奉献很重要，因为如果你我们属灵想往前走的话，这个奉献是一个开端。
That is why consecration is so important, that if we want to walk forward spiritually, then this consecration is the beginning.
那在我们这边来说，奉献也是有一个目的的。
On our end, consecration also has a purpose.
或者说奉献也是对我们也是有个益处的。
Or in other words, consecration is also beneficial to us.
就是这里讲的，只要心意更新而变化。
It is here, it says that, to be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
我们知道我们只有把自己奉献给主，我们这个心意才能改变。
Only if we consecrate ourselves to the Lord, then our minds can be transformed.
我们这个魂啊，才能得拯救。
That our soul may be saved.
所以不管从神那边还是 从我们这边来说，我们真的都要走上奉献这条路的。
Whether we look at it from God's perspective or our perspective, we must walk on this way of consecration.
其实我想我今天的负担其实大概基本上已经讲完了。
I believe I have shared my burden today.
我想最后我想提一点，就是我们在平常生活当中，我们有没有什么需要注意的事情？
Lastly, I simply want to mention what we need to pay attention to in our daily living.
我只想提一件事就好了。
I'll mention just one thing.
就是不要爱世界。
To not love the world.
我觉得这个，就抵挡世界对我们来的这个试探引诱啊，这实在是，就是在我们现在来说很不容易的一件事情。
It's quite difficult for us to withstand the temptation of loving the world.
这试探引诱啊。就一直的把我们拦在这个奉献的路上，就是在中间可能就把我们就拦住了。
And this temptation can hinder us on our way for consecration.
我们的心思感觉好像没有办法从世界的出来一样。
And our minds cannot come out from the world.
总是三心二意的光景。
We are also double-minded.
我不是说大家，我是说我自己。
We are always double-minded. I'm not talking of you, just myself.
但是主的话总是提醒我，不要不能又侍奉神又侍奉马的。
But the Lord's word continues to remind me, you cannot serve two masters.
我觉得一方面呢，我又三心二意又出不来，但是呢，主的话又一直在我里面，深深的扎在我里面，不能又侍奉神又侍奉马的。
On one hand, I am double-minded, but on the other hand, God's word is pricking my heart. I cannot serve God and also serve Mammon.
所以我自己的话，我实在是愿意，在抵挡世界、抵挡试探、引诱这些事上，我愿意尽到我的本分。
Therefore, for me, I would want to do my part to withstand the temptation of the loving the world.
Yeah, 我也愿意有一个心智，一直说主啊，我愿意站在你的这边，我不愿意去到别的地方。
I also have this desire to say to the Lord, I will stand on your side. I do not want to go elsewhere.
好，我想我就是。非常盼望年长弟兄的负担也能够进到我们每一个人心里面。
My desire is that the burden of our elder brother will enter into each one of us.
对，我们诚实的看我们自己的光景，诚实的看自己的生活。
We honestly take a look at our condition and our living.
我们是要追求有一个奉献的。
We need to pursue consecration.
我今天想要交通的一点是一直以来主在我面前的提醒和鼓励，是在尼迦书第七章第八节。
I would like to share on something that the Lord has been reminding me and teaching me.
尼迦书第七章第八节。
Micah chapter 7 verse 8.
我的仇敌呀，不要向我夸耀，我虽跌倒却要起来，我虽坐在黑暗里，耶和华却做我的光。
My enemies do not gloat over me, though I have fallen, I will get up. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light.
我最近就是其实一直以来我都有一个问题，就是凭着感觉来到主面前。
I have lately have this issue to come before the Lord according to my feeling.
然后这个靠感觉来到主面前有一个结果，就是很容易就落入了黑暗。
And there's a consequence of coming to the Lord according to my feeling. It is to fall into darkness.
因为没有感觉，好像就没有神的光，就没有神的手。
Because when the feeling subsides, then it seems like there is no light from God, that there is no hand from God.
感觉不到神，就好像到一个地步，就连救恩都要去怀疑。
To a point where perhaps we even doubt salvation.
然后，这个感觉其实我有看，就是说，感觉有时候英文它有一个翻译就是 seemings and feelings.
And this word is translated
seemings.
Seemings.
Yeah, like seems, like seeming.
Seeming.
就好像似是而非，或者是，像真的，但是又不是真的。
So this is something that seems to be real, but not quite real.
我觉得到一个情况下，我们就是在魂里头一直在那里纠结。
And we are going around and around in our soul.
好像在我里头，神一直给我的一个感觉就是说，你不要去靠那一个属灵的感觉，那一个就是情感里魂里面的一个东西来到我面前。
And God is telling me to not rely on that thing that is in the soul, do not rely on that feeling.
因为这个东西会拦阻，即使神在我身上有工作，即使他有提醒，但是一旦陷在那个自己的感觉里，你都什么都看不见了。
Because even though there could be work from this, but once we fall into ourselves, then we cannot see anything.
我觉得感觉不等于神的同在。
Feeling is not the same as the presence of God.
有那一个感觉，属灵的感觉，不等于主的生命。
If we have that spiritual sense, that does not equal to having God's life.
就是我觉得主有时候会给我们感觉，但是那个感觉总有一个次序在那里。
Sometimes the Lord will indeed give us that spiritual sense, but there is an order there.
就是灵魂体。
Spirit, soul, body.
但是当我整个人太大了，就只剩魂了。
But when myself is so big and there's only the soul left,
你在那里找感觉，你是找不到的。
And you're looking for that feeling, you cannot find the feeling.
特别是当我们有罪的情况出现了，那就更陷入自己的感觉里去了。
Especially when we're in sin, then we fall into our own feelings.
反而还会被仇敌利用这一点来一直攻击我们。
And in fact, the enemy could use this in order to attack us.
就是说耶和华，你的神在哪里呢？
That he would say, where is your God, the Lord?
然后就会陷入黑暗，陷入自责，陷入要自己称义，陷入自己看自己的光景里头。
Then we'll fall into darkness, fall into the temptation of being self-righteous or trying to save ourselves.
自己救自己的光景是很苦的。
And when we're trying to save ourselves, that is a very bitter condition.
然后可以陷在这里面非常非常的久。
And we could be in that condition for a long time.
但是我觉得，神最少在我身上，我觉得他用这段圣经在鼓励我。
But the Lord has used this passage to encourage me.
我虽然跌倒，却要站起来。
Even though I fell, that I would stand again.
我虽然坐在黑暗里，耶和华却做我的亮光。
Even though I am in darkness, the Lord is my light.
我虽然在黑暗里，那又如何呢？
If I'm in darkness, so what?
我觉得有光照进来，我才知道我在黑暗中。
Only when there is light that shines upon me, then I know I was in darkness.
如果是全在黑暗，一丝光线没有，可能连自己在黑暗中都还不知道。
If there is no light whatsoever, perhaps we don't even know that we're in darkness.
所以看到这一点，我就感谢主，因为他的光还要照在我的黑暗中。
Then when I see this, I thank the Lord because His light will shine into my darkness.
因为有这一束光，我才知道自己竟然是在感觉中，在魂中一直在寻求。
Because of this light, and I know that I'm still in my soul, and I'm still seeking.
我们看到了自己的问题，也看到自己魂里的复杂。
We see our own issues and also the mixture in our soul.
所以我也想分享这节圣经，也鼓励可能跟我常常有同样问题的弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, I wanted to share this verse to perhaps brothers and sisters who had similar situations as myself.
如果你在黑暗中，在挣扎中，
If you're in darkness and you're struggling,
神的光已经照亮你了。
God's light already illuminated you.
你已经看见自己在黑暗中了。
You already see that you are in darkness.
神的拯救的手已经在我们的身上。
And His saving hand is already on us.
所以我觉得心中就可以有平安，就去接受。
Then we can have peace in our hearts and we can accept.
我接受神的光在我身上一切的审判。
To accept all the judgment of God's light.
因为这个光已经照在我这个黑暗坐在死荫幽谷里的人，所以我有希望，我有盼望。
Because this light has already shined into someone who is in this valley of darkness, so therefore there's hope.
不用再看自己。在看自己的黑暗，在纠结自己身上的问题。
We no longer need to look at ourselves and our own darkness.
这个是我要交通的。
This is my sharing.
我今天想借着撒母耳记上一节圣经和大家有些交通。
Today I would like to share from a verse in 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上17:23。
1 Samuel chapter 17:23.
与他们说话的时候，那讨战的就是属贾特的非利士人歌利亚，从非利士队中出来，说从前说的话，大卫都听见了。
Then as he talked with them, there was a champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, coming up from the armies of the Philistines, and he spoke according to the same words, so David heard them.
我今天想和大家交通听。
Today I would like to share on heard.
我们读撒母耳记的时候留意到一个特点。
When we read 1 Samuel, we notice a characteristic.
当时没有手机。
At that time, they did not have mobile phone.
没有电视新闻。
They do not have televised news.
没有朋友圈。
They do not have
WeChat moment.
They do not have WeChat.
所以大家知道 information 的方法主要就是靠听。
Therefore, in order to get information, they have to hear it.
所以很多人在传话。
Therefore, a lot of people are passing words on.
很多人想传话。
A lot of people want to do that.
甚至有人想靠着传话上位。
And some people want to get a position by doing to spread the word.
声音非常的多。
There's a lot of voices.
即使没有朋友圈，信息已经很爆炸。
Even though there's no WeChat, you already have a lot of news.
特别是在扫罗追杀大卫的时候
especially during a time when Saul was persecuting
一下子有人告诉扫罗大卫在这里
someone said David is here
一下子扫罗听见大卫在那里
and then Samuel heard oh David is there
刚刚我们有弟兄交通在扫罗追杀大卫的时候
we had a brother who shared that when Saul was persecuting David
有人告诉大卫非利士人攻击基拉。
And someone told David that the Philistines are attacking Keilah.
大卫把这个信息听进去。
David heard that message.
但是这个信息应该是扫罗听进去的。
But this message actually should be for Saul.
因为扫罗是王。
Because Saul is king.
但扫罗没有听进去。
But Saul didn't hear this message.
扫罗可能听见了，但是没有听进去。
Saul, perhaps he heard it, but he did not listen to it.
扫罗所关注的就是一个声音。
Saul only cared about one voice.
他所要听的就是一个声音。
He only wants to hear one message.
他筛选掉所有的声音，要听一个声音。
He filtered out all the other noise in order to hear one thing.
就是大卫在哪里。
That is where David is.
因为这是扫罗的心所注重的。
Because this is what David, sorry, this is what Saul cared about.
扫罗的心所追随的。
What Saul was pursuing after.
我们的心注重什么？
What do our hearts pursue after?
我们的心底到底要什么？
What do we really want in our hearts?
我心里面最想听的是什么？
What is the message I want to hear the most?
决定了我听到怎样的声音。
That determines what voices I can hear.
也决定了我筛掉怎样的声音。
And that determines the filter that I use.
决定了谁能在我耳边讲话。
That determines who can actually speak to me.
也决定了我怎么筛选，我寻求谁去交通。
And it also determines who I choose to have fellowship with.
这个不是通过教导能把它掰过来。
This is not something we can correct by teaching.
或者说我听得越多，我听得越多年，就慢慢变好。
Or that I, if I hear more and more years, then I would become better.
甚至出口的负担多大，都不能帮助这个事情。
In fact, how great a burden is to speak, it will still not help this issue.
因为神的话说，果效如何，只取决于种子落在怎样的土里。
Because God says the effect of the fruit only is determined by the soil it falls in.
不取决于撒种撒几次。
It is not determined by how many times there is sowing.
也不取决撒种撒多大力。
And it's not determined how vigorously you try to sow.
我们所听的跟我们心里所要的一碰，我们里面就有个反应。
What we want and what we heard, when they intersect, then there's a reaction.
就产生出一个负担。
And there's a burden.
大卫去打哥利亚是怎样开始的呢？
How did David decide to go fight Goliath?
大卫是不是在家里已经有个很重的负担？
Did David already have a strong desire?
然后他要去战场上要迎战哥利亚。
And therefore he went to the battlefield to look for Goliath.
大卫去战场，他不是去征战的。
When David went to the battlefield, he did not go to fight.
他甚至不是去看征战的。
In fact, he didn't even go to look at the battle.
他完全就是送东西的。
He was only a delivery boy.
但那个时候他听见哥利亚骂阵。
But then he heard Goliath was defying God.
圣经里面说，大卫都听见了。
And the Bible says David heard them.
大卫所听的跟大卫心里所要的一碰。
What David heard and what he wanted in his heart when they intersect.
很自然有个很强烈的反应。
Naturally there's a great reaction.
有个很强烈的负担。
There's a great burden.
未受割礼的非利士人竟敢向永生神的军队骂阵。
How could an uncircumcised Philistine defy the armies of God?
这个负担就带大卫进入到这个征战当中。
Therefore, this burden brought David into the battle.
我们知道哥利亚骂了40天。
We know that Goliath defied God's army for 40 days.
有人听了40天都没有反应。
There are people who heard that for 40 days and had no reaction.
大卫听的比别人的时间都要短。
David only heard a very little short span.
他比别人听的都要少。
He heard very little compared to others.
他知道的比别人都要少。
He knew much less than others.
但是他所听的跟他心里面的一碰，就结出一个负担。
But what he heard and what was already in his heart, when they intersect, and there was this burden.
我们知道大卫的哥哥向大卫发怒。
We know that David's older brother was angry at David.
他说大卫你下来特是要看征战的。
He said, David, you came in order to see a battle.
为什么他哥哥这么讲呢？
Why did his brother say this?
因为这就是人的常态。
Because this is the natural condition of man.
人喜欢看征战。
Because man likes to look at battle.
人喜欢听征战。
Because man likes to hear about battle.
人喜欢打听征战。
Because, Because man likes to ask for battles.
人喜欢讨论征战。
Likes to ask about battles, likes to discuss battles.
人喜欢评论征战。
And to criticize battles.
这四十天可能很多人去战场。
There's a lot of people went to the battlefield.
要看一看战事怎么回事。
And they look at the battle.
打听打听。
And they ask around.
过几天看看有什么 update.
And after a few days, ask for updates.
然后回家就讨论说，哦，战争是这样子。
And then they go home and they discuss what the battle is about.
或者发个朋友圈说，今天哥利亚又骂战了。
Or perhaps they will send a WeChat message saying, Goliath is defying an army of God once more.
但是我们看见看征战的。
But those who are looking at the battle,
听征战的,
those who are hearing about battle,
没有一个人进入征战,
but no one entered into the battle,
没有一个人敢上去打哥利亚,
no one dared to go and fight Goliath,
也没有个人得胜,
and there's no one who triumphed.
一个人心里面所要的, 决定了他该听的没有听进去, 不该听的都听进去。
What someone wants in his heart determines what he ought to have heard but yet did not hear or vice versa.
所以我们怎么听非常非常重要。
So how do we listen? That is very important.
常见弟兄跟我们交通，我们的心和耳都要受割礼。
Brother Chang shared with us that our hearts and our ears have to be circumcised.
因为我们听的不对。
If we listen incorrectly,
或者因着我心里想要的，我要去听的那个东西不对。
Or if our heart wants something wrong, and so we heard the wrong thing,
那个后果非常的可怕。
The consequence is severe.
没有一个人能够免疫。
No one could be immune to this.
大卫都不能免疫。
Not even David.
当大卫看见拔示巴沐浴。
When David saw Bathsheba bathing,
大卫下一步怎么做呢？
What was the next step for David?
他是不是马上叫人把拔示巴送进宫里呢？
Did he ask someone to immediately send Bathsheba to him to the palace?
不是的。
No.
大卫差人打听那妇人是谁。
He first asked someone to go and figure out who is this woman.
这不打听还好，一打听不得了。
If he didn't ask, then that's all right. But he asked, and oh no.
一问不得了。
Oh no.
一去查不得了。
And he found out, and this is really bad.
因着按着我心里的情欲，我要去听，留下的结果非常的可怕。
According to my lust in my heart, and I acted, then there's great consequence.
不仅大卫失败，
not only did David fail,
仇敌大得亵渎的机会。
And the enemy gained this opportunity.
所以有时候我听到一些弟兄姊妹讲。
So when I hear brothers and sisters say,
他说神不让我知道，我就不知道。
God does not allow me to know, then I won't know.
我觉得很受提醒。
I'm very reminded.
是愿意在主面前学功课。
To be willing to learn this lesson before the Lord.
所以我们怎么听非常的重要。
Therefore it is very important to how do we hear.
我们的心和耳要受割礼，要受过对付。
Our hearts and our ears need to be circumcised and need to be dealt with.
我们怎么听要非常的谨慎。
We need to be very, careful on what we listen to.
求主保守我们的心，也归正我们的心。
May the Lord keep our hearts and to correct our hearts.
你要听得准确。
That we'll hear precisely.
不该听的要过滤掉。
And to filter out those things we ought not to hear.
该听的要 take in, 结出一个负担。
And to take in the ones that we ought to hear and to create burden.
这我一点交通。
This is my sharing.
我们家庭组最近在读这个弟兄的关于生命丰富生命丰盛生命的那个信息。
Lately, our family group has been reading the Bountiful Life.
非常受到提醒，就是我们要为要以这个生命而活，要活出这个生命。
We are very reminded that we need to live according to this life and live out this life.
但是我里边就是一直以来都有一个struggle。
But I've had this struggle for a while.
这个生命本来应该是带进安息和喜乐的。
This life should bring in peace and joy.
为什么我有这么多的纠结呢？
Why do I have so many
struggles?
Why do I have so many struggles?
也刚好就是最近也读了你弟兄的一些信息。
And recently I read sharing from Brother Ni.
他在讲到两种安息。
He speaks of two different types of rest.
马太福音十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
28到29节。
28 to 29.
28章讲到凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
28. 11. Which chapter?
Chapter 11.
Chapter 11.Chapter 11 verse 28 says, Come to me all you who labor and are heavy laden and I will give you rest.
这是一个得救的安息。
This is a rest of salvation.
我们信主的人都已经得到了。
Everyone who believes the Lord has already received this.
然后29节。
Verse 29.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
这个是一个得胜的安息。
This is a rest of victory.
这个得胜，这个进入这种安息，只有是按主的样式来生活，也就是说，按基督的生命来生活。
And the only way to come into this overcoming rest is to learn from his way.And to live according to him.
这两节圣经，我想就像刚才弟兄讲到的，我们听是听了无数次。
These two verses, just like our brother shared, we have heard this many times.
但是怎么进到我心里的，可能就根本就没进来。
But perhaps this didn't enter into our hearts.
所以为什么我会有那个 struggle?
So how come I have this struggle?
我是想学主的样式，因为那是好的无比。
I want to learn from the Lord's pattern because that is exceedingly great.
但是我没有主的柔和谦卑。
But I do not have his gentleness and lowly in heart.
所以我就进入不了那个生命的安息。
Therefore, I cannot enter into that rest of life.
所以我就在想，为什么会这样子？
So I ponder, why is this so?
所以我就在思考有简单的几点吧。
So I thought, and there's some simple points.
刚才姊妹也提到，就是我们那个每个人里边的那个宗教的灵，是很影响我们这个生命的活出。
Our sister just shared that the spirit of religion in us affects how we can live out this life.
在约伯记当中，我们都很熟悉。
In Job, we are very familiar.
第一章的约伯。
Job in chapter 1.
他是完全正直，远离恶事，敬畏神。
He is fully righteous and he is far from evil.
在人看来，他真的是一个义人。
From the eyes of man, he is indeed righteous.
但是在读第一章前半部分的时候，我心里就有一种感觉。
But when I read the first part of chapter 1, then I have this feeling.
约伯的里边是紧张的。
Job is very nervous.
不是安息的。
He doesn't have rest.
他怕得罪神。
He's afraid of sinning against God.
他也怕他的家人儿女得罪神。
And he's worried that his family members will be against God.
他为他的儿女献祭祷告。
So he sacrificed for his.Children and he prayed for them.
正像我有时候也是如此。
And sometimes I do the same.
我怕，我担心我的孩子、家人、我的弟兄姊妹们真的做一些得罪神的事情。
I'm afraid that my children or my husband or other brothers and sisters will do things that are against God.
我怕被神责罚。
I am afraid of being blamed by God, punished by God.
我不是说紧张不好。
I'm not saying that it is bad to be careful on this.
弟兄们也常说一个紧张的基督徒是好的。
And brothers have shared that someone who is careful, a Christian who is careful like this is good.
但是长久一次，也长久之后，你就会觉得这个紧张不是那种安息。
But,From a long-term perspective, being nervous and careful like this is not the same as being in rest.
这个不是一个自然的一个基督徒生活。
This is not a natural Christian living.
所以我觉得这个不是我们一开始进入信主的时候，我们这种紧张是好。但是时间长了，我们在追求我们要生活的时候，我不觉得这是主喜悦的。
Therefore, when we first believe the Lord, if we're cautious like this, I believe it is good. But as we grow up, we shouldn't always be in this condition.
但是在第42章的约伯完全不同。
But when we look at Job in chapter 42, he is completely different.
我们都熟悉他以前是风闻有神，现在是亲眼看见神。
We are all familiar. He said that in the past I heard of you and now I have seen you.
有谁看见主显现还愿意靠自己，还能够靠自己呢？
Is there anyone who after seeing the Lord revealing himself that they would still rely on themselves?
求主向我们显现。
So may the Lord reveal himself to us.
我们就能够完全奉献我们自己。
Then we can completely consecrate ourselves to him.
活出基督的生命。
To live out the life within, the Christ's life within us.
第二点我想到的就是我们那个人的那个固有的观念。
The second point is the mindset that we used to have.
自以为是啊，坚持己见啊。
Thinking highly of ourselves, being stubborn of our own place.
拦阻我们就是活出主的样式。
Those hinder us from living out the Lord's pattern.
我觉得我们常常觉得，根据我自己的知识，我所学的，我怎么可能不对呢？
Sometimes I feel, according to what I have learned, how could I be wrong?
我们不敢说主，你错了。
We dare not say, Lord, you are wrong.
但我们常常会说别人错了，环境错了。
But we often might say someone else is wrong or the circumstance is wrong.
甚至我们在祷告的时候也是求主改变他的意念。
And in fact, sometimes when we pray, we plead with the Lord to change his plan.
向着我所认定的那个方向去。
And to lead us according to the direction that we want.
但是主来到这个世上的时候，他说你们要学我的样式，要柔和谦卑。
But when the Lord came to this earth, he said to learn from him to be gentle and lowly in spirit, in heart.
主如何谦卑，如何柔和，如何顺服，我想就不多讲。
I think we all know how the Lord is gentle and lowly and humble.
嗯，太多的经节。
There's too many verses.
嗯，嗯。所以我们就在思考想念想思想自己就是抓住自己是正确的时候，我觉得有一节圣经经常会出现在我面前。
So when we sometimes feel that we are right and we can't let go, and there's a verse that often comes to me.
Yeah, 哥林多前书八章二节。
That is 1 Corinthians chapter 8
verse 2。
保
罗说，若有人以为自己知道了什么，
if someone, Paul says, if someone thinks he knows something,
按他所当知道的，他仍是不知道。
He does not yet know what he ought to know.
求主光照我们，我们能够谦卑下来。
May the Lord illuminate us that we could humble ourselves.
第三点我想就是在读经的时候我们讲到神责备我们是一种光照。
The third is that when we are studying scripture, when we say that the Lord rebuke us, we find this as an illumination.
我们但是我们自己却常常轻忽神的责备。
But we often belittle the Lord's rebuke.
弟兄在信息当中说，有时候神那个声音像打雷的声音，我们都听不到。
Brother shared in a message that sometimes God's word is like thunder, yet we still cannot hear it.
因为我们只专注自己的事。
Because we only care about our own matters.
圣灵的声音是微小的。
The Holy Spirit speaks in a still small voice.
虽然在旧约当中，神借着先知，有很多大声的责备对以色列的百姓。
Even though in the Old Testament, God used prophets sometimes to have really loud exhortation and rebuke of his people.
但是有时候神那种轻轻的责备，就是人就不会听到，也不会悔改。
But sometimes when the Lord has this rebuke in a still small voice, people do not hear and do not repent.
但是却带进了严厉，非常严厉的后果。
Yet even so, it brings about great consequence.
你比如说在创世纪第三章。
Just like, for example, in Genesis chapter 3,
13节
verse 13,
当先祖犯罪之后， 神只是神没有大声的呵斥他们，只是在说你做的是什么事呢？
When they sinned, God did not yell at them loudly, but instead just asked lightly, "What is this you have done?"
第四章的第十节。
Chapter 4, verse 10.
该隐犯罪杀了他的兄弟亚伯之后。
After Cain sinned and murdered his brother Abel.
神也没有怎样的大声的斥责他。
God again did not use a loud voice to rebuke him.
神对他说，你做了什么呢？
He said to him, "What have you done?"
我觉得这两节圣经真的很提醒我，因为先祖犯罪之后，真的就他们没有悔改，他们就被赶出了伊甸园。
I think these two verses is a really good reminder, because when Adam and Eve sinned, they did not repent, and they were driven out of the Garden of Eden.
就失去了与神的交通。
They lost that fellowship with God.
该隐犯了那么大的罪。
Cain also committed such great sins.
主这样责备他，神这样责备他，他也没有悔改。
And God rebuked him this way, yet he did not repent.
走上了一条离开神的路。
And he walked in a way of departing from God.
所以求神怜悯我们。
Therefore, may God have mercy on us.
我们的耳朵是受割礼的。
That our ears are consecrated.
即便是那种神的那种微小的声音，我们也能够听到。
Sorry, that our ears are circumcised, and that even that still small voice, we can hear it.
并且像弟兄提醒的，我们要听到心里去。
And just like our brother reminded us that we need to listen into our hearts.
我们能够在神面前悔改。
That we can repent before God.
能够活出基督的生命。
That we can live out Christ's life.
我想跟弟兄姊妹分享胜过世界。
Today I would like to share with brothers and sisters on overcoming the world.
在约翰一书第五章第四节。
In 1 John chapter 5 verse 4.
因为凡从神生的就胜过世界，使我们胜过了世界的就是我们的信心。
Because everyone who has been fathered by God conquers the world.
没有。然后第十九节。
Verse 19.
我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在那恶者的手下。
We know that we are from God, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one.
主的话告诉我们，我们如果真的得救，
The Lord's words tell us that if we're truly saved,
我真的在那里信靠他，
we are really relying on him.
那我们和世界的关系该是如何的呢？
Then what is the relationship we ought to have with this world?
神要使我们和世界的关系该是怎么样的呢？
What is the right relationship that God wants us to have with the world?
神的话告诉我们，全世界都握在恶者的手下。
The word of God says that the whole world is under the dominion of the evil one.
也就是说，那恶者是在这个世界的背后掌权的。
In other words, that this evil one is the one who has dominion behind all this.
除非我们今天死掉了。
Unless we die today.
否则我们每一个人的生活
then our each of our lives
无论是上学工作带孩子看病
whether it is we go to school go to work or go to hospital
我们今天都要与世界发生关系
that we would have something to do with this world
都要跟这个世界背后的势力发生关系
that we would have something to do with the power behindThis world.
这是一件没有办法避免的事情。
This is not something that can be avoided.
因为主自己也告诉我们。
Because the Lord himself tells us.
他没有叫我们要离开世界。
He did not tell us to come out of the world.
如果今天我们跟世界的关系不对。
If our relationship with the world is not correct.
那我们跟主的关系一定不可能对。
Then even more so, our relationship with the Lord will not be right.
在我们属灵的生活上面一定受亏损。
And in our spiritual living, then we will be shortchanged.
我们的上学要出问题。
And our going to school will be an issue.
我的工作要出问题。
And there will be an issue in our work.
我的家庭要出问题。
In our families.
我怎么带孩子要出问题。
And raising up our kids.
我怎么买房子要出问题。
How to purchase houses.
我怎么看病要出问题。
How to go to hospitals.
在聚会里也要出问题。
And even issues with being in a gathering.
因为世界是渗入到我们生活的方方面面的。
Because the world has
into every aspect of our life.
The world is in every aspect of our lives.
我们与世界的关系如果不对，
if our relationship with the world is not right,
其实是不可能过属灵正常的生活的。
Then we cannot live this natural spiritual life.
神的话没有让我们离开世界，进到修道院里。
God's word did not ask us to leave this world and go into a monastery.
也没有让我们跟世界混在一起。
And he didn't have us be mixed with the world.
神的话是告诉我们，你不是要离开世界。
The word of the Lord doesn't say you are not to leave the world.
你也不是要跟世界混在一起去爱世界。
And you are not to be mixed with the world to love the world.
神的话告诉我们，我们要胜过世界。
But his word tells us that we need to overcome the world.
很多人以为我今天如果不住大房子，
A lot of people think that if today we do not dwell in a big house,
我不开名车，
I do not drive a very expensive car,
我不买贵的东西，
or purchase expensive stuff,
我就是胜过了世界，
then I have overcome the world.
其实那个不叫胜过世界，
In fact, that's not overcoming the world.
那个只是不买大房子，
That is only but not purchasing big houses,
那个只是不开好车，
or to drive fancy cars,
那个只是不买贵的东西，
or to purchase expensive stuff.
神的话告诉我们，要胜过世界，只因着一件事情。
God's word tells us to overcome the world only by one thing.
只能通过一件事情。
And it can only be over through one thing.
就是因着我们的信心。
It is by faith.
这个关键是在乎我到底信谁。
And the key is, who do we believe?
我到底在靠谁？
Who do we rely upon?
谁才是那个真的可靠的？
Who is the one that we can rely upon?
我的盼望与我的指望到底在谁的身上？
Who do we place our hopes in?
其实今天的这个时代信息是爆炸的。
In this day and age,
information
is exploding.
科技是非常发达的。
And technology is very
advanced. 医学技术也是非常先进的。
And medicine is also very advanced.
人工智能也是很领先的。
And we also have great advances in AI.
其实不知不觉我们就在靠这些的东西。
And unbeknownst to us, we are relying upon these things.
我们就信到这个科技的上面去了。
And we believe in technology.
我们就靠在这个世界的系统里面去了。
And we rely upon the systems of this world.
不知不觉世界就变成权威了。
And unbeknownst to us, then the world becomes the
authority. 世界就变成专家了。
The world becomes the
Experts. 世界就变成匠人了。
The world becomes the craftsman.
他们就变为最后可以下结论的人了。
And the world becomes the experts that can give the final word.
好像今天如果我单单的靠主，变得有点思想落后。
It is as if we only rely upon the Lord, then we are less advanced.
好像单单的靠主是无知的表现。
If we only rely upon the Lord, it seems like we are foolish.
我们需要科技的解释。
We need the explanation of technology.
同时再来靠主。
And at the same time,
两个都要有才可以。
We want both of them.
但什么时候？
But when?
我们在那里相信依靠这些东西。
But whenever we rely upon these things,
主就慢慢出去了。
Then the Lord departs little by little.
并且主一定会出去的。
But and that yet is a certainty.
最后剩下的就是我只靠这些东西。
And what is left is that we only rely upon these things.
如果我所靠的、所相信的是世界，
if we only rely upon the world and only believe in the world,
那我就一定不可能胜过世界。
Then surely we cannot overcome the world.
世界是一定会胜过我的。
The world will overcome.
我今天就必须要来听他的。
And we have to listen to him.
我生活的方方面面都要来听他的。
And in all our daily living, we have to listen to the word.
怎么生活，怎么服侍，都要来听他的。
How to live, how to serve, we have to listen to.
世界会告诉我们如何生活。
The world will tell us how to live.
世界会告诉我们怎么带孩子是对的。
The world will tell us how to raise up kids.
世界要告诉我们怎么服侍才是最保险的。
The world will tell us the way to serve that is the most
secure. 你就会发现主的真理，主的话失去它的权柄了。
That we will find that God's word and his loses authority.
主的话没有在我们里面真实的变成一个 conviction.
The Lord's words are no longer a conviction in our hearts.
事情一来，还是科技说了算。
When something happens, then we trust on technology.
还是世界的原则说了算。
We trust on the principles of the world.
还是那些专家匠人们说了算。
Or whatever the experts say.
什么时候我相信世界？
Whenever we believe the world,
我一定会爱世界的。
And we'll love the world.
爱父的心一定会出去的。
Then the love of the Father will not be in us.
今天只有我们向着主的信心是真实的。
Only when we are our heart towards the Lord is true.
让主的话在我身上恢复他该有的权柄。
That the Lord's words will restore the place of authority in us.
今天是主的话到底怎么说？
Today the Lord's word will, what does it say?
不是环境如何。
What the circumstances?
不是专家如何说。
What the experts say?
只有向着主的信心是真的。
Only if our faith towards God is true.
我们才可能胜过世界。
Then we can overcome the world.
因为胜过世界的乃是我们的信心。
Because it is our faith that overcomes the world.
不论是我怎么今天，不是我今天不买东西。
It's not that I do not buy stuff now.
不是我今天不住大房子。
To not live in great houses.
我就能够胜过世界。
So that I can overcome the world.
只有一个真实信靠主的人才能够胜过世界。
Only if someone who could truly rely upon the Lord, then they can overcome the world.
当世界与主的话不冲突的时候。
When the world does not conflict with God's word.
好像主的话是不改变的。
And God's word doesn't change.
但当世界的观念与主的话冲突的时候，
But when there's a conflict,
好像主的话就失去他该有的权柄了。
Then it seems like the Lord's word loses its authority.
但是神的话告诉我们，主的话的权柄是永远不变的。
But the Bible tells us that His word's authority will never change.
我感觉是这样，主的话有权柄。
I feel this way, yet. His words have authority.
但我感觉不是这样，主的话仍然有权柄。
And when I don't feel that way, His words still have authority.
因为主的话永远不改变。
Because His words never change.
主的话是真理。
His words are true.
真理是不会改变的，也是不能改变的。
And truth cannot change.
只有我们信靠那不改变的。
Only when we rely upon that which is true.
我们才可能真的能够胜过世界。
Then we can overcome the world.
并且这样的生活才是真实的活在主的面前。
And this kind of living is truly before the Lord's presence.
今天这个世界背后的恶者是要借着知识、文化、教育、医学，让我们服在他的手下。
The evil one wants to use all the things of this world for us to be under his dominion.
告诉我们他说了算。
So that whatever he says counts.
但是神在这里提醒我们。
But God is here reminding us.
永远是我们的主说了算。
That it's always whatever God says is true.
永远是我们主的话怎么说，那才是定论的结果。
That whatever our Lord says, and that counts.
愿我们今天能够艰辛的依靠我们的主。
May we rely upon our Lord today.
在我们生活的方方面面，能够成为一个胜过世界的人。
That we can overcome the world in all our daily living.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，你永远是我们可靠的主。
You're always the one that we can rely upon.
主啊，求主让我们的心与耳受割礼。
May our hearts and our ears be circumcised.
主啊，我们所信靠的、所倚靠的，乃是这位永远不改变的主。
That the one that we rely upon is the one who never changes.
愿主真的得着我们。
May you truly apprehend us.
好使我们心甘情愿地把自己交在你的手里。
So that we could willingly give ourselves into your hands.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 好，我们今天聚会就到这。
We'll conclude our meeting here.